This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Conflict in West Asia has intensified as Israel carried out a series of strikes on the Basij and Internal Security Command centers in Tehran belonging to the Iranian regime. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth today claimed that a torpedo from a U.S. submarine sank an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. A United States military submarine carried out a strike on the Iranian warship IRIS Dana off the coast of Gaul, marking a significant escalation of hostilities at the sea. The incident took place about 40 nautical miles south of Sri Lanka in international waters while the ship was en route back to Iran. The IRIS Dana, a Moj-class frigate with around 180 mariners on board, reportedly sank following the attack. So far, 78 have been reported to have suffered injuries while the Sri Lankan authorities have confirmed that 80 bodies have been recovered. Briefing on Operation Epic Fury, the commander of United States Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, said, "In less than 100 hours of this operation, U.S. has already struck nearly 2,000 targets with more than 2,000 munitions." Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces, that is IDF, said Iranian soldiers who operated air defense systems against Air Force aircraft have been neutralized. Meanwhile, Iranian state television reported today mourning ceremony for Khamenei has been postponed and would be held later. The U.S.-based Human Rights Activists News Agency has said that 1,097 civilians have been reported killed in Iran since the 28th of last month. In view of the current situation in West Asia and the Gulf region, External Affairs Ministry has set up a control room. The control room can be contacted from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the toll-free number 1-800-118-797 or via 011-2301-2113 and 011-2301-4104. Air India has announced that they will deploy additional capacity flights to Toronto, Frankfurt and Paris in response to high demand amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Air India informed that from tomorrow to the 11th of this month, they will operate three additional flights between Delhi and Toronto. The flight carrier also noted that they have added three flights between Delhi and Frankfurt and one flight between Delhi and Paris from the 7th to 10th of this month. Air India noted that these additional services will provide more flight options to travelers on these selected routes with convenient connections between beyond Delhi to destinations across India and Southeast Asia. External Affairs Ministry's fact-check unit has termed the claims being made on OAN, a US-based channel, that Indian ports are being used by the US Navy as fake and false. It cautioned people against such baseless and fabricated comments. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney today said that the ongoing conflict in the Middle East was a failure of the international order and the United States had not consulted its allies before striking Iran. U.S. and Israeli forces launched strikes against Iran on Saturday after negotiations over Tehran's nuclear program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Finland Alexander Stubb will hold discussions tomorrow on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a state visit to India. Welcoming President of Finland, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that his visit will take India-Finland relations to new heights. Mr. Modi added that he eagerly looks forward to their meeting tomorrow and President Stubb's keynote address at the Raisina Dialogue 2026. In cricket, New Zealand defeated South Africa by 9 wickets in the first semi-final clash of ICC Men's T20 World Cup at Eden Gardens in Kolkata tonight. Put into bat first, South Africa scored 169 for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs with the help of Marco Jensen's 55 runs. In reply, New Zealand overhauled the score in just 12.5 overs for 1 wicket, riding on an unbeaten century by Finn Allen. He was adjudged the player of the match. In the second semi-final tomorrow, India will face England at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai at 7 p.m. The winners of both these matches will face each other in finals on the 8th of this month at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Global crude oil prices gained today as the West Asia conflict entered its fifth day, raising fears of supply constraints. Brent crude was trading over 1.5% higher at $82.65 per barrel. And that is the end of this news bulletin.